The 5 Pussy Killers. Today we're going to peel the pussy like an onion, and we are going to try to figure it out together why it's so difficult for some men to get laid. I was checking old videos from these singers, NSYNC. I mean, I know it's kind of homosexual me saying that, but I like their music. And I was checking the videos of them, and it brought me back to the years 2000s. And I remember vividly, in the year 2000, if you like the woman, and the woman like you, the process, the interaction was so simple. So the question is, why now, during the 2020, it's harder to do the same process? I was trying to analyze, and I believe there are 5 main pussy killers. I will mention them right now, and then I'm going to share with you some strategies and some hacks that you can apply to increase your sexual life. So let's start. The first one for me is the feminist movement, el movimiento femenino. The second one is too much technology. The third one is too many people. The other one is lack of common topics. And the last one is lack of self-confidence. So we are going to check this together. Before starting, thanks to the sponsor, as always, to me, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to take your life to the next level, inglesparacholos.com. And also, please spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. Let's start with the first thing, the feminist movement. I don't want to go to the conspiracy theory, but you know, I really love the shit. So what happened is that first, there are women that they are delusional, that always existed. Women that they believe that the top 1% of men should pay attention to them. And I mean, not all the women can have the top 1%. But what I'm trying to go here is that women are being manipulated by big corporations and by governments. What is the strategy? They are using content, they are using propaganda to tell women that it's not fair, the situation. And why this is happening? This is not something recent. This is something that started more or less in the mid-1900s, en los 1950, more or less. Who were the first precursors of this movement? The family, the Rockefeller. If you know something about the Rockefeller, those were one of the top richest family in human history. And why they start to promote the most extreme version of the feminist movement? Because there was a common sense feminist movement that tried to promote that women should work because they want to have their own money and they wanted to have the right to vote. They wanted, querían votar. That is good. But the real reason why the Rockefeller promote women to work is because they wanted more labor force. So they will have more employees and companies could pay less because now you have a bigger supply of employees. And at the same time, government was happy with this because now they could receive more taxes because now they can tax the husband and they can tax the wife. And also then you have the school system that they were able to receive students in an early age because now the woman was not at home. And then you have also the real estate agents that now they can charge more for the same house or apartment because now the man and the woman is working. But trying to land all the thing in what matters is how can we get more sex? First, we need to learn to read the room. If you are in the gym, if you are in the school, university, wherever are you, this is my trick. Always try to open conversation with the most friendly woman at the room because always there is a friendly woman. I mean, maybe 80% of the women are delusional, are feminist, but always there must be at least one or two. Try to talk with those two, and that is going to give confidence to the rest because the fear that they have is that you are an oppressor, you're a rapist, you are a sexual assaulter. So they think you're going to penetrate them. So that's why you want to be friendly with the women that are friendly. And little by little, you start scaling. That is the technique that I always apply. Read the room. If you see a woman with purple hair or blue hair, never start talking with that woman. If I see a woman that is dressing all black, like an emo, that is not my target. My target are the women that look feminine and that look that they have mental health. So that is the first tip. Always try to target the non-feminist members first. The second one is pay attention to technology. And in technology, what happened? We know everybody's using their cell phone, everybody's using their headphones, but there's a question that many men haven't asked, and it's, what kind of content women are consuming. We assume, we believe that they are listening music, but it's not always the case. I know many friends, many female friends, that when they are training, what they are consuming is a crime podcast, Podcast de Crimen. So imagine they are consuming their crime podcast, suddenly they are trying to understand who was the killer, and you appear like a big piece of shit, and you start talking with him. What happened is that you are interrupting her podcast, and now she will hate you. So that's why we need to understand that we need a strategy to open conversation with a woman that is wearing headphones. The easiest thing that I can spot these days is that people wave the hand like a Miss Universe, así mueves tu manito. So if you want to talk with a woman, and always you need to have a good excuse. I see many guys at the gym that the excuse is, are you using the machine? And sometimes it makes sense to ask that question, but when you have many of the same machines around, it starts to become annoying. And I can tell you because today I had that situation with a homosexual. There were 6 cables available, but the homosexual want to use my cable, and that is really break the balls. But if you find a good excuse to open conversation with a woman, you can just wave the hand, and if she pulls out the headphones, now you can ask a question or try to start a conversation in some way. The other 2 ways to open conversation when women are wearing headphones, for me a good one is if she is chasing you. If wherever you are located, if she's close to you all the time or feels easy to open conversation with her because she's always kind of not chasing you, but you get the point. Like in many encounters, you are in the same spot. That is also a good signal. And the other one is eyes. If she's following you with her eyes, that is a good moment to say hello and smile. Most of the time, when a woman is chasing you with the eyes, it means that she wants something. But so far, we have 2 pussy killers. We have the feminist movement, and we have technology. By this moment, you need to get used to rejection. Many women are going to reject you, and you need to get used to that. Now, let's go to the number 3, that is people. Humanity has not been designed for having so many people in just one spot or one place. Long time ago, we used to have houses, not like big buildings that we have nowadays. So the concentration of too many people is a problem. For a man, it's embarrassing to try to open conversation with a woman if there are 20 motherfuckers around, because if she rejects you, the 20 people will see that. And for a woman, it's uncomfortable to give a cell phone number or a WhatsApp to a guy when more people are watching, when more people are paying attention. So trying to find these places where there are people, but not too many people. I always give this example of going to the gym at 2 or 3 p.m. That is a good moment. If you go to the gym at 6 p.m., you need to find the right spot of the gym or the right spot of the mall or wherever you are located to talk with a woman. Not too many people, nobody. So always some people, but not too many. The other one is pay attention if you are always surrounded with friends. If you have, for example, 4 or 5 friends and you try to open conversation with a woman, it's going to be scary with her. Even with just one friend, and I can tell you, I always work out with a training partner, and I found out that all the encounters, all the good interaction that I had with women happened when I didn't have my friend or my training partner next to me. So even if you have a training partner, at the end, try to be 20 minutes or 10 minutes alone at the gym so you have the chance to open conversation. The opposite works. The opposite is when a woman has more women around her, it's easier to talk with her because now she feels more confident, more trust. But also depend on who are her friends, because sometimes the friends are motherfuckers. Last but not least is remember what is a safe environment. We know that women are scared because, you know, like they check their social media and everything that they find is rapists, people attacking women. So they are kind of scared. So always, if you are going to interact with a woman, what is a safe environment? A park, a gym, a public space. If you are just you and her in a room, you can speak, you can talk with her. But remember, always keep certain distance so you are letting her know that you are not a rapist. And let's go with the last 2 things, 2 pussy killers, and is topics, lack of common topics. What used to happen long time ago is that basically the content was TV, radio, and movies. So it was easy to have a lot of topics in common because the content that you consume was the same content that they were consuming. But nowadays, with social media, with podcasts, like, there is a lot of variety of things to consume. So one thing that I found out that is something that is still a commonality between men and women are movies. So going to the movies and know more or less what movies are trending is a good topic of conversation. Now that I went to watch Kung Fu Panda last week, it was so easy to make jokes with women around that because they understand Kung Fu Panda. And when you want to open conversation with a woman, always try to start from her life. And I say it because many female friends that I have, they always complain about this. They say men try to just talk about their career, about their life, and that looks kind of selfish. It's easier when you ask a woman what she does for a living, a qué se dedica, and then you show that you are interested in her life. It's easier to do it in that way than trying to impress her with your life. And last but not least, I would say confidence. And for this, you know, I love to use the example of a Mercedes Benz. Imagine that there is a Mercedes dealership, una tienda de Mercedes, and there is a seller there. Then a man goes and asks the price. What is the price of this Mercedes? The seller reply is $50,000. A second person asks the same question, and the seller replies the same. The first and the second person says that is they reply that it's too expensive. $50,000 is too expensive. 10 people in total approach to the store, to the dealership, and the 10 people tell the seller that it's expensive, the Mercedes-Benz. If a person number 11 approach to the dealership and they ask the seller, what is the price of the car? What price do you think the seller is going to reply? $50,000. The same fucking price, because the seller understands the value of the machine, of the car that he's selling. Many men are not like the seller. Many men, when they are rejected one time, two times, three times, now they believe they have less value. What happened with that happened? What happened when that event appeared? Men start first becoming less confident when they interact with women, and they start targeting lower quality of women. You start going for the single mothers. you get the point, right? You start going with the women that have some problems, with the ugly women, the fatties, and all the shit. So always you need to be like the Mercedes-Benz seller. You need to remember that your machine is valuable. And even if you have 10 no's in a row, you need to keep selling yourself in a good price. Now, there is a question also. Do you have value? Because if you have done everything that is in your possibility to improve your value, maybe what you are missing is your skill to present yourself. Maybe you have the value, but you don't know how to present yourself, how to interact. You can work around that. And if you don't have value, now you can work in that thing. But a little trick that I want to share with you is always apply baby steps. And this goes for people who want to improve their game with women and also for people that want to improve their skill with business. Baby steps are the key. If you have never started a business in your life, you are not going to rent a brick and mortar store and try to hire 10 employees because you have never started a business in your life. You go with an online store first. The same applies with women. If you are not confident in your game to interact with a woman, you start just with a hello, just that. But you know the biggest mistake that I see many men doing these days is they pay a course, para un curso de seducción, they pay a seduction course, or they start watching a lot of videos on YouTube, and they believe that those tricks are going to work with the woman. No, you need to go little by little. First hello, then a compliment, then maybe making some jokes, and that's how you start scaling, improving your skill to interact with women. Last thing that I want to share here to wrap this podcast is that remember that there are just two genders. I know that they are trying to say that they are 21 genders, 25 genders. There are just two genders. So women eventually need to partner up with a man. You know, there's no other option. Yeah, I know there are lesbians, but even lesbians, there's a moment that they are tired of being lesbian and they want to date a man. Why? Because first, usually between women, they are not going to pay their bills. They want someone who bring resources. And second, because even if you have like a toxic strong feminist lesbian is not as strong as a weak man. Even a weak man is stronger than a strong lesbian. I don't want to be a Andrew Tate guy, but you get the point, right? So remember that you have value, but there's a big chance that the content that you are consuming is try to brainwash you. And I can tell you, I try to avoid all the content that brainwash me. And even trying to do it, I always find some things. Just to go back to Kung Fu Panda. In Kung Fu Panda, I don't want to spoil the movie for you, but you remember what happened. At the end, Kung Fu Panda, who is the successor of Kung Fu Panda, is the rabbit, la coneja. So, who is the strongest character, the villain, el villano, is la camaleona, chameleon. So, the strongest character was the camaleona, and the guerrero dragón, the dragon warrior, at the end, is the coneja. So, I mean, even trying to avoid the feminist shit, still the thing is going to appear on your dish and to plato. So, we need to be smart and try to filter the wrong content. Remember, men are valuable in society. We are no less than them. And also, we need to let them know that we are not a threat for them. We just want to have sex. That's how we can summarize this shit. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to my number, +51 98 90 23 986. If you want to join Inglés para Cholos, buy supplements or buy my audiobooks.